You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin with the news that Watford, surprise, surprise, have sacked their manager, Claudio Ranieri. Wasn't really a surprise, was it? This is how we reacted to that news. Cue Ben Fletcher.
TalkSport breaking news.
Breaking news on TalkSport. Watford have sacked manager Claudio Ranieri.
Full time at Vicarage Road. Watford 0, Norwich 3.
No, I'm not worried about the future. I'm calm and I want to react me and my players. I have the passion. I want players with the heart and think about what is Watford for the people of Watford. I'm very confident.
Claudio Ranieri, I think he was told on Saturday morning, the writing was on the wall. There have been all kinds of legal discussions going on over the course of the weekend, and his short tenure at Vicarage Road is over.
You know what you're getting into. When you accept the job off of the owners at Watford, you know the rules, mate. You know that you're going to probably be there, if you're lucky, a season, more than likely half a season, maybe even less than that. I personally find it disrespectful, and I don't use that word lightly. It's because I just think it's wrong to keep on hiring people and just turfing them out the door in such quick succession.
I'm absolutely irate. Absolutely irate. I'm not going to blame Ranieri at all. I never believed he was the right man. I am absolutely fuming with the culture of the club. This is never going to be sustainable long term. I hate being a Watford fan right now.
What is our expectations of Watford? They don't spend any great money. They don't have a huge amount of investment in the team. They're a club that operates on the periphera. They're another Norwich in a different guise that go up and down to some extent. They've done very well to stay in the division under an auspice of changing managers. Once upon a time, Watford stayed in the division for three or four seasons consecutively by doing the same thing, whether it was Kiki Flores, whether it was Garcia, or whoever else it was they brought in. They changed it. Now it's not working because they've changed it, but they're changing it to the wrong people. Nobody really thought that Claudio Ranieri was going to do anything more than he did at Fulham.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Roy Hodgson, we understand, is the hot favourite to be named the new manager of Watford. Of course, they parted company with Claudio Ranieri earlier today, and we know Watford like to have their new manager lined up before they part company with the former. There's still work to be done on this deal, but TalkSport sources are indicating that Roy Hodgson, the veteran former England manager, former Liverpool, former Crystal Palace, amongst countless others, could be named the new Watford manager as early as tomorrow.
I think it's a smart appointment. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think Watford fans would be delighted.
Well, they should be.
Why?
Because it gives them hope. I think Roy Hodgson is a safe pair of hands, incredibly experienced, knows the Premier League, has dealt at this end of the table, has been involved in relegation battles. He ticks a lot of boxes.
At least I can go to bed a bit happier tonight now, knowing that Roy Hodgson's going to my club. I think he's the right man. Even if we go down, I think he's still the right man to take charge of the club. I'm not very happy with these owners at all. They have made us a bit of a laughing stock.
So as the dust settles on Tottenham Hotspur once again losing another London derby with Chelsea, some have suggested that manager Antonio Conte could walk away before the end of the season. We'll hear from one of their former midfielders, Daniel Murphy, and Simon Money Money Jordan. But first, here's Drive co-host Andy Townsend, who said it was a pathetic, insipid effort from Spurs.
Spurs will be really disappointed, though, because they just cannot seem to get past a really resolute Chelsea side.
I thought it was a pathetic, insipid effort from Spurs yesterday. I really did. I'm amazed Antonio Conte, because he's one of the few managers that is regarded to be so demanding of his players. He decided, as you say, after those two semi-finals, which they were also awful in, Spurs, they approached two semi-finals against Chelsea, London derby, in such a tame, ordinary manner. So on the back of those, you'd be thinking they'd be going there with a two-week break coming. With literally a two-week break coming, you'd have thought he'd go with everything he feasibly possibly had.
To win and to become an important team, you need to have important players in your team to have a strong squad. And Chelsea in this moment, they have a strong squad. I think that Tottenham in this moment is not in the... We are very far from there.
I think he's been realistic. I think sometimes there's a way of delivering things. Maybe there's a little bit of misinterpretation in the way he sometimes delivers things with the language. But overall, no, I quite like his honesty. And if he was to try and bluff his way through those interviews or hoodwink the supporters, they wouldn't like that anyway. If you look at the two sides yesterday, for example, and that was his first defeat in the Premier League since he's been here, so, you know, he's done well with the squad he's got.
I bet you Conte doesn't leave at the end of the season. I bet you Conte is a big boy that knows full well what he agreed with Daniel Levy. He just doesn't need it to every gurning journalist that wants to ask him the same question 25 times. When are you going to buy a player? What's the problem? Are you going to do this? But I don't like the way he answers questions. I'd like him to be a bit more honest and say, I understand where we are, and I'm going to do my business next summer. Can you imagine why Conte, even Daniel Levy has told him the biggest pack of lies, and he's the most gormless nitwit that's ever put breath into the fact that he signed a contract with Daniel Levy, or he knows that he's going to have to go again next summer, and they're going to go with what they've got. They're going to clear out the decks. They're going to get rid of Dele Alli. They're going to get rid of players, and they're going to balance the books, and they're going to bring some more money in, and they're going to use that money, like he does in a lot of other clubs, to buy other players.
On now to the breakfast show. Here's Neil Warnock, Ali McQuest and Ray Parlour ranting about VAR referees.
Anybody that's played the game, and that's where these lads come up wrong. They know the laws. I mean, Shankly used to say, they know the rules, they don't know the game. And on situations like this, I think it's got to have somebody that's played the game in VAR with them. Because they don't understand. They don't understand how players react. They're good at everything 90%. They're two good referees in general, Poston and Kevin Friend. But when it comes to something that you've got to have played the game, did they let themselves down yesterday or what? Big time.
Palace 1, Liverpool 3. The boos, you can hear the cacophony of boos for the referee, Kevin Friend, and his assistants as they walk now towards the corner.
I just think as soon as they go over to that monitor, As soon as they say, have a look.
Yeah. As soon as they say, have a look, they're either going to change their mind.
There was an incident at Brentford at the weekend where the guy got sent off, and it was never sending off in a million years. In the end, he got the right decision. Yes. He got a yellow card in the end. But, you know, there's so many decisions that go against clubs which you think, well, how did I get to that decision? Well,
Neil, I don't know whether you agree or not. When it comes to major decisions, it's VAR that's refereeing the game, it's not the referee.
It is, yeah, and that's the disappointment. I mean, it's taking a lot of pressure off referees because they can blame the VAR now, whereas they couldn't get away with it in the past. You know, this weekend's not been a good one. I mean, you know what I think about Mike Riley. And these lads are just like him as a referee. They are just like him. They know the rules inside out, but no idea about the actual game and how it evolves.
Over now to Danny Kelly's press box with Henry Winter.
You take VAR, I don't know whether you stand on it, but I'm broadly in favour of technology. I think we're in the 21st century. What it cannot be allowed to do is just get too involved. We can't micro-referee games by someone sitting in a cold room in Stockley Park. There has to be a time limit put on it, particularly because I think it's unfair for the fans. I mean, I was at home last week, so I was watching a lot of games on television, and it's, you know, you just want communication, you want transparency, you want consistency. I don't know much about other sports, but you do see when they have if you watch an American football game, they communicate. When you watch cricket, is it TMO when they come in, or no, rugby, you can actually hear what the actual process, and that would sort of educate, inform and fill in that time. But I think there has to be a clock on it, whether it's 2 minutes, because it can't be longer than that, because the players are hanging around, the fans don't know whether they can celebrate. I mean, you're almost getting two celebrations now, or one celebration and then one misery. So I just think there's so many issues with it.
On now to the battle for promotion in the Championship, where Blackburn beat Middlesbrough on TalkSport 2.
Shot, come cross, comes in from Eden. It falls edge of the box, and it's hit first time! And Blackburn Rovers are in front, and it's Gallagher with a goal!
Tony Mowbray has been asking the powers that be to bring in fresh faces. And it's always nice in that January window if somebody walks into your dressing room and just gives everybody that little bit of a spark. I'm not saying that they need a huge spark, because they're a really good side now. But can you rely on Brereton Diaz to come back and start scoring the goals again? He might pick up a little bit of a niggly injury. Then do you rely on Gallagher, Buckley or Kadra over on that right hand side? I still think they might just need one more.
Here's the actor and comedian Russell Brand talking about his beloved West Ham and why he doesn't have a problem with the owners. And I'm guessing using some very long words that only he knows what they mean.
You've got to be cautious, haven't you? I've met them and they've always been right decent to me. But, like, you know, I've said pretty plainly that I feel like football clubs should be in the hands of fans. Now, that obviously indicates a radical change in the way we run football and indeed society. But whenever you're talking about issues on here, whether it's race or economics, you have to recognise all these issues take. Football exists within a superculture of global capitalism. So, like, really, what you start talking about is the symptoms of global capitalism with all of these more complex social issues. Mental health, talking about the consequences of global capitalism.
Back now to Ray Parler and Neil Warnock and a story about farts in the tunnel. This will be funny. Hey, sorry. Fights in the tunnel.
We play Manchester United and Ian Wright and Steve Bruce were at each other the whole game, kicking each other. And Wright, he went, right, I'll have you half time. And I remember walking up, you know, the tunnel in the corner, Old Trafford.
Yep.
Wright is waiting at the end. So Steve Bruce has come up and whatever, and he went, oh, Steve, you know what it's like, Steve. It's a game of football. And as he dropped his arm, Steve Bruce, righty, boff.
No way.
Massive big bun. Oh, proper. It was proper kicking off, it was.
I had a Barney with Grealish myself at Villa. When we played at Villa, right, humdinger it was. So,
yeah.
But he shows he cares. I mean, in the right way, I don't mind them as long as there's no violence or anything.
I think it was under Arsene Wenger as well. We was walking up the tunnel at Highbury, we was playing Coventry City, and there was a proper big punch up. I mean, a proper punch up. I remember Martin Keown saying, as he went to throw the punch, the policeman was looking at him over there. And half time, Neil, I don't know if you've ever been involved in this, but that was all taking statements down half time. Half time, and Arsene Wenger didn't know what was going on. He was like, there's a police in our dressing room what did you see? We didn't see nothing. And obviously, the Coventry players were in. I think Gary McAllister might have been there then. And we had John Hartson, who's a big. Yeah, he could have
absolutely.
And Wrighty and Martin Keown, all them sort of guys. So, yeah, it does happen, though, doesn't it? I mean.
The people you're talking about, though, you know, you've got some characters there, haven't you? You've got some pros there.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time from 4 p.m. Straight after us, on kickoff on TalkSport, Adrian Durham presents from QPR against Swansea with all the goals as they go in from the EFL. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good one, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.